Today marks National Holocaust Memorial Day, which commemorates the 6 million Jews and the millions of others who were murdered under Hitler's Third Reich. In Berlin, a large-scale memorial honours the Jewish victims of the Holocaust. Jonathan Creasy visited the site in the German capital and found out more.
The memorial to the murdered Jews of Europe is a 19,000 square metre site covered with carved concrete slabs known as stelae.
A field of stones, or as we call it with the Greek word, a field of stelae.
That's Dr. Ulrich Baumann, the deputy director of the memorial site.
A field of several thousand stones, which look quite close to a Mediterranean Jewish cemetery.
The long campaign for a large-scale German Holocaust memorial started in the late 1980s. Journalist Leah Roche and historian Eberhard Yekel were inspired by a visit to Yad Vashem in Israel, the site of the official Holocaust memorial.
They went to Israel for a TV documentation about the Holocaust, and coming back from Israel and having seen Yad Vashem, they said, we need a memorial in Germany.
The resulting memorial was designed by an American architect, Peter Eisenman. It was completed in 2005. Creating a monument to represent 6 million victims of the Holocaust was a daunting task, and Eisenman took a non-traditional approach. The abstract sculpture, with its rows of stone slabs of varying heights, is designed to produce an atmosphere of unease and confusion. I asked Dr. Baumann how the German Jewish community responded to the memorial.
They were not really involved and they were not really in favor of it. So because they said we don't need this memorial, we have our own memorials, we have the authentic sites, we have the cemeteries. There were even some Jewish voices who said maybe this can cause new anti-Semitism. It is the memorial of the non-Jewish majority of the German population for the Jewish victims.
Dr. Ulrich Baumann ending that report from Jonathan Creasy on the memorial to the murdered Jews of Europe in Berlin.